Hey science fans, it's Mrs. Corbett here and I'm going to teach my husband some GCSE science.
I am the husband.
Hi husband.
Hello Mrs. Corbett. Happy Easter.
No, we're not time and dating this.
Or is it Easter? Is it in fact Christmas?
Could be. Just depends when you're doing your revision, really.
It does. But you know when you should do your revision?
Always.
Yeah. Life is forever. Revision.
Forever.
There's no exam in life, but you still should revise for it.
It's all a practice. Doctors are practicing all the time.
Yep.
They so never have a final performance.
They don't. Well, they do.
They just never know when it's going to be.
It goes badly as well.
So, last two revision sessions we've done about rates of reaction. Do you remember how to calculate the rate of reaction?
Yeah, absolutely. Carry on.
So quantity of reactant used divided by
time
or quantity of product form divided by time.
Yeah.
And that's always going to be measured in
thing that happened over time.
Yeah. Grams per second or centimeters cubed per second if it's a gas. Now there's like two required practicals, but they can be done in so many different ways for this topic. So I just want to go over practical skills.
Okay.
So when we do a practical, we're doing an investigation. We're asking a question and it's always, how does one thing affect another thing?
Yeah.
Okay. So how does the independent variable affect the dependent variable? Now, the independent
variable
is the
one
you
change.
So when we're doing a practical, the independent variable is the one you change. The dependent variable is the one you
measure.
Good. Get it wrong, you feel displeasure. And the control variables all
stay the same.
Good. So we can compare and the test we do is
fair.
Valid. Oh, control.
Seriously, the lyric there isn't fair.
Well, it is, but I changed it to valid because fair test is a bit key stage two.
Okay, right,
valid
fair.
Test. A valid test is where only the independent variable is affecting the dependent variable, therefore making it more reliable, reproducible, repeatable, all that jazz.
Okay.
So let's talk about the required practicals for rates of reaction. So investigate how changes in concentration affect the rates of reaction by a method involving either the volume of gas produced or a method involving the change of colour or, good word, turbidity.
Okay.
So this gives you like two practicals. So one of them is measuring a volume of gas. So how does concentration affect volume of gas in a reaction?
Okay.
So there's a couple of reactions. Probably the most common one that you will do will be magnesium plus hydrochloric acid. Okay, because that produces, do you remember what gas that produces? I'm going to write down the equation. You can tell me. So it is Mg plus HCl. Do you remember what that's going to make?
Magnesium chloride.
Yes, good. Plus?
Hydrogen peroxide.
Where's your oxygen coming from?
Where's your oxygen coming from?
Look at the equation. Mg plus HCl.
Plus hydrogen.
Hydrogen. It's going to make hydrogen gas.
Oh, okay.
How can we collect hydrogen gas?
In a balloon. In a zeppelin.
In a science lab.
A beaker.
You could collect it in... No, because you wouldn't be able to see it.
A test tube.
How can we see it?
One of the... What? Oh, flame.
I'm going to point to one of these.
Yeah.
Do you know what that is?
That's like...
What does it look like?
A syringe.
A gas syringe. We can collect gas in a gas syringe, and as the gas is collecting the syringe, it pushes the plunger out, and then it tells you exactly how much volume of gas you've produced in centimetres cube.
Does it?
Yeah. The alternate version, if you haven't got a gas syringe, because they're quite expensive, and teenagers seem to really, 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 really like putting them on the edge of desks.
Yeah, sure. Maybe you should get the teenagers bigger desks. Have you thought about that?
Well, they are. It just means that they watch them for longer before they smash to the floor.
Oh, because they roll.
Yeah,
I see,
they do,
right.
Yeah. So you can either get a... Do you know what this is called, this picture? I'm showing him diagrams here just to see what he knows.
That is called my laptop, because that's all I can see right now.
Sorry, let me hold it higher.
That's a cork in a beaker.
What kind of flask is it?
A conical flask.
Conical flask, because it's a cone. So that is just a regular conical flask with a bung in.
Yeah.
And then you can get these ones, which have a sidearm. This is called a sidearm conical flask.
Sure.
And that's going into our gas syringe. Instead of going into gas syringe, you can sometimes get them to go into these things, which are called delivery tubes.
Okay.
And you can actually catch gas in an upside down gas syringe.
Right.
Not gas syringe. What am I saying? An upside down measuring cylinder in water, and the gas will displace the water, and then you can measure the volume of gas that way too.
Cool. Okay.
Okay. So that's two methods of collecting gas, and then you'll know how much gas you've collected, product form divided by time, so you can measure the rate of reaction.
Fantastic.
Okay. So in this experiment, we are changing the concentration of something.
Yeah.
We're changing the concentration of something and we're collecting the gas. So we're seeing how changing the concentration affects the volume of gas produced.
Yeah.
Now, based on our last lesson of things that affect rate reaction, if I increase the concentration, what's going to happen to the rate of reaction?
It will speed up.
Yes.
The rate will increase.
Lovely. Right. Thank you. Better words. So if I've got magnesium and hydrochloric acid, what am I going to change the
concentration of? Both of them.
Can I change the concentration of magnesium?
No.
No. Because it's a solid.
You can't change the concentration of both of them.
No.
Because that would be a ratio.
That would be invalid.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's hydrogen then.
I'm collecting hydrogen.
Oh, what? Chlorine?
Magnesium or hydrochloric acid?
Hydrochloric acid.
Yeah, that's going to be the easiest thing to change the concentration on because it's already aqueous. Magnesium won't dissolve in water, so it would be useless. So I'm going to change in the independent variable is how does the concentration of acid, that's my independent variable, affect the rate of reaction, that's dependent variable. Okay?
Yeah.
So the dependent variable is going to be dependent on how much gas I produce in a given time. Okay?
Yeah.
So I'm going to collect the centimetres cube of gas divided by the amount of time. So in this, you have to identify that hydrochloric acid, the concentration of, will be your independent variable. The dependent variable is measuring the rate of reaction or the amount of gas produced every second. The control variables are the things that stay the same. So what can I keep the same in this?
The magnesium.
Yeah, what about the magnesium? Don't just say the magnesium.
The amount of magnesium.
Not the amount?
The concentration of magnesium. The weight, the mass of magnesium.
Thank you very much. The mass of magnesium, lovely. What about the acid? Am I going to keep the same? I'm changing the concentration.
Mm.
So what am I going to keep the same about it?
The volume.
Volume I use, okay.
The temperature.
Yep, sure.
Wind speed.
Stop. Okay, so if I have to for a 6-mark question, and this is a great 6-mark question, is writing a method. I would not say number one, collect your equipment, because that's what all the kids say, because they don't know where to start. You don't need to say that. You would say...
That's such a good thing to do.
Yeah.
Get in the classroom, sit at your desk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You would say, on a balance, weigh 1 gram of magnesium. And then you would put next to that control variable, or CV, control variable, weigh 1 gram of magnesium. You would then say, using a measuring cylinder, pour 20 centimetres cubed of 1 mole hydrochloric acid. Does it matter how much or what concentration? No. Then you would say, mix them together in a conical flask, sidearm conical flask with a gas syringe, replacing the bung immediately. Start the stopwatch. And then you'd say...
Observe.
Not observe. You'd say, start the stopwatch and... measure the gas produced every 20 seconds. Okay, stop the stopwatch when you reach 100 centimetres cubed or a minute or whatever. Then you would say, repeat steps 1 to blah, 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 but this time use 2 moles of hydrochloric acid, exactly the same. So you're changing the concentration each time. Then you would say, plot on a graph and calculate the rate of reaction and probably doing a nice tangent on that gradient. The other method is to have the upside down.
Yeah.
The second required practical was the turbidity one. Do you know what turbidity means?
No.
Okay, so turbidity is cloudiness.
Okay. That would have taken me a long time to get there.
So something is really turbid. It has a lot of precipitate in it, so solid that's not dissolved in a liquid, so it's cloudy. Whereas if it has low turbidity, it's see-through, colourless. Okay, so water, low turbidity. Chalk in water, high turbidity.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, so this practical is called the Disappearing Cross, which makes it sound way more fun than it actually is.
Yeah,
do you remember
this? Yeah, I know this one. You draw a cross on a bit of paper and you put the beaker on top of it. And...
good. So in this one, things that affect the rate of reaction, it says concentration in the spec, but you might have done it with different temperatures. It doesn't really matter. So this one, you've got acid, you've got sulfuric acid reacting with sodium thiosulfate. Okay, and it produces, one of the products that it produces is sulfur, solid sulfur that does not dissolve in water. And how quickly it produces that solid, that sulfur, that is your rate of reaction, how quickly it does that. And you literally will do, I don't know, 1 mole of acid to 1 mole of sodium thiosulfate, and then you'll change the acid to 1.5 moles and you mix them together and you swirl them in a beaker and you pop them down on top of the cross and you time how long it takes for the cross to disappear.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Now, control variables for this one. So independent variable is the concentration of acid. Mm-hmm. Same goes. And when you, if you have to write about it, you just mention four concentrations. And concentrations are measured in moles per decimeter cubed, but you can just say moles, capital M.
Okay.
So 1 mole, half a mole, 1 mole, whatever. It doesn't really matter what you put as long as you show that that's the thing you're changing. Dependent variable for both of these things is going to either be time or it's going to be rate, gas produced over time. Sources, things that you keep the same in this one, again, temperature would be the same unless that was the thing you were changing, but we've chosen concentration. Volume of both of the reactants is going to be really important. Sources of error in both of these things.
Oh, humans.
They are a big source of error. So talk to me about what they have to do in both of these instances that could be a source of error.
We'll have to successfully draw a cross, first of all. And who knows if they're using the same pen.
Oh, actually, that is a source of error.
Yeah.
It's like
the pen could run out.
The depth of pen from the colour. Yeah, depth of colour from the pen. I can't talk.
Also,
both of them require using a
stopwatch.
A stopwatch. So really, you want the same person operating the stopwatch each time. But that's going to be a huge source of error, starting and stopping the stopwatch at the same time, particularly with the magnesium hydrochloric acid one, because you've got to put the bung in before the gas escapes. Gas escaping to the surroundings is going to be a huge source of error. With the cross one, swirling, how much are we swirling?
Swirl is not a scientific word, is it?
It's not. No. How much are we swirling that? How much are we mixing those reactants together? So there are quite a few sources of error. When we get to the end of these, you probably are likely to plot how the concentration affects the rate, and you'll probably measure the rates on the graph by doing gradient, change in y divided by change in x. Remembering if it's a curve, you need to do a tangent, draw that triangle on at the same gradient as the curve. And that is pretty much it for the required practicals.
Cool.
Got any questions?
No, but I want to thank you for the word turbidity.
It's a good one, right?
Yeah.
Just remember, if you have a 6 marker, describe a method. Write down at the top independent variable, dependent variable, control variables, and what they are, because you'll instantly get marks for that, and do it in bullet points. Really simple. Use conical flask to measure 25 mils of acid at 1 mole. Just be really, really specific, short. Examiners love it. Don't waffle. Write down 6 sentences. And don't forget at the end to write down how you calculate rate of reaction.
Sweet. See you later.
Bye.